Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. 430 DGS. What a show it's been already.
I'm telling you.
My goodness gracious.
Can't get much better than that.
Just give me the NBA. Just why do you... Yeah. Don't even take other submissions.
Scott Towels, Fazoli's IQ test.
Yeah.
Eggnog.
Christmas
trees. Christmas trees. Sue's back.
Oh, that'll swing it.
That was
so weird.
Usually mean.
Yeah, she's starting to see what he's like.
Sue Thomas, that makes all the difference.
Yeah.
There's a name that says a word.
Sue, things were really getting really getting off the tracks late last week.
Really?
There were a couple of days that it was just
worse than Scott Towels and
yeah, what happened? Hey, Dave, by the way. Hi, Dave Murray.
Hello there.
What
happened? I'll bring this show down.
Remind me what happened last week. I remember it was bad.
Yeah, it was just off the rails.
Although somebody stopped me in the kitchen today and said last week they were listening and said, oh, Jamie, and our production, they said, it was great. I go, what were we talking about? He goes, I have no idea, but it was really good.
Fine.
Yep, we'll take it.
So, Dave, where we go from here next couple days?
Cloudy again tomorrow, sun and cold. Sun comes out on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Still cold, but a little bit better, probably around 40 degrees because of the added sun. I think we're going to see a little push of some rain and some wet snow mixed on Thursday. Not overly impressed with it, but I think there'll be some crud around. I don't think it will cause any problems. Still a lot of questions about a storm system for Friday night and Saturday. It's a southern storm, but it's going to get pressed from a really big old Arctic high-pressure system. And that's the two big questions right now is how, who's going to win? Is it the high going to win or the southern storm going to win? No matter what, this southern storm is going to mean some business. It's just a question right now of how close it will get to St. Louis. I think southeast Missouri, southern Illinois are going to get whacked by this thing. But could we in St. Louis? I don't know yet.
I mean, within a couple of hours of us, they had some, like Taylorville, Illinois, and some really bad weather.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, over the weekend, the severe weather developed in a couple of spots, mainly off to the east of St. Louis in the afternoon. Still warm air, cold front coming through. And it was just a kind of an April-May situation in December.
So, Sue, what is your ideal running weather for Sunday?
I would like the 50s. Upper 40s to lower 50s.
I'll let it happen.
Uh-oh.
On Sunday, that's not going to happen.
Oh, great. What do we got?
Yeah, in general, what are you looking at?
In general, for Sunday, 30s. Think 30s.
Yeah.
Okay, you're outraged. There you go.
How about dry?
Can't run
in 30s? Dry is good.
Right now, I think dry is okay.
Okay.
But again, that Friday night, Saturday thing will be a question if it snows or not. If it snows on Saturday, then you're going to have snow-covered streets.
So, real question, what do you wear to run when it's 30?
Oh, 30 isn't bad. So 30, just long running pants and a jacket and a long sleeve shirt with a zipper so you can breathe. No long johns till the teens and high winds.
Rach, you have your outfit picked out?
Got my outfit picked out.
Just overalls.
Work boots,
feet.
And overalls.
Should I not wear a skirt? Is that a bad?
Oh, you'll see them. People will be out in those.
No, I'm gonna wear like they're not running leggings or pants. They're just like kind of like sweatpants, but they're like fleece lined. But they're like they're not baggy sweatpants. Yeah.
The winner of the culotte category.
That's right.
That might be too hot.
Really? Yeah. You think I should just wear regular?
Just wear regular tights. Yeah.
Skinny jeans.
Okie dokie. I'm really worried that, see, this is the thing. I went out running on this Saturday, and it was a really nice day, and it was just, like, harder because it was colder. My throat started to ache. It was harder to breathe. But I'm thinking that the adrenaline of everyone else running is going to carry me through most of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it absolutely will. And I just looked it up. It's at Forest Park, so it's even in an enclosed, you know, you're going to be fine.
No one has ever been as nervous for a 5K as me.
Can't
I'm very worried.
What are you worried about?
I'm just worried I'm going to be really slow and embarrass myself and not do well.
I am really slow. I'm telling
you. You're going to finish.
Yes. It will be fine. Yeah. We will run at whatever your pace is. That's our policy. Whoever's new, we run at your pace.
No, that's way too much pressure.
I know. Now I'm like, oh.
No. We'll go as slow or as fast as you want. Okay, just not too fast.
Like the math at Fazoli's.
Do they have water like at the mile points or whatever? Or should I bring my own water?
For a 5K, probably not.
I don't think they help. But I'm not a runner.
Mark, I don't think they help you on the
Mark
5K.
Mark and I will be there with half bananas.
Yeah, that's right.
So we'll run 300 yards ahead of you and hand it.
Standing around a barrel.
Grab it as you go by.
You know what? They will, because there's a 15K as well, and we're running the short one. And this is the hot chocolate, so they have little discs of chocolate to give you.
Oh, nice.
When I did that, when we did that marathon relay a few years ago, the Go St. Louis, and you know, it's four of you and you each run a leg of it.
When you ran a fourth of a marathon?
Yeah, remember? I don't know if run qualifies. But I would see you'd come around a corner and you know, you're just barely going and going real slow, and then you see the people holding all the stuff out, and you pick up the pace.
So you
can blow through real fast and be like, oh, thank you. Oh, this is going to help me keep the pace. Then as soon as you get around the corner, you're like, okay, I'm going to walk again.
Banana people.
That's right.
Close got a corner?
Yep. It's brought to you by Schnucks, where we got our eggnog from. Thank you very much. Delicious. Get a little more holiday this season.
We're going to be in a commercial.
Get your eggnog from me, sir.
Didn't you get that that's what we were doing?
I bought it from Schnucks, of
when
course.
Trish brought the cookies in?
Oh, okay. I don't know if it's a commercial. I think it's going to be...
It's for like a viral video.
Yeah, viral.
Trish Gazelle is a television star.
She's very smooth.
She's on Show Me St. Louis
all the time. She's everywhere.
Can I say one more thing about weather? Did everybody get the tornado warning on their phones in the middle of the night on Friday?
No.
I got like 1:15 in the morning. I got the little thing on the phone starts vibrating like somebody's calling, and it's and I was thinking, oh God, the sirens are going to go off. This house is going to be
rocking
chaos. But they never did. The sirens never went off, and it said it expired. I think it expired at 1:15, and I think I got the alert at like 12:50.
Was it a tornado or was it severe thunderstorm?
I think I still have it. I think it was a tornado warning. It was tornado something. Extreme.
Now the watch came out on Saturday.
Tornado warning in this area till 1:15 a.m. Central Standard Time. Take shelter
That's
now.
First I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Saturday, says the meteorologist.
Saturday, December 1st at 12:48 a.m. Tornado warning.
It was warm.
Yes.
In this area till 1:15 a.m. CST. Take shelter now. I didn't even get out of bed. But. But yeah, I thought it was going to be. Because when those things go off, my kids have a meltdown. They didn't, though, thank God.
Sounds like Dad does, too.
Yeah, that's all.
You guys have a listener, Jill, who tweets all the time, is coming out to Lackland, the Maryland Heights Hardee's remote, this Wednesday. She's very excited to meet you, Mark. She tweets about you all the time.
Very nice. Looking at 11 to 1. Come on by, bring us some food. Food be good.
You're the best.
Thank you.
You should probably bring. I mean, what we want people to bring is cash donations.
Right.
Please bring food if you have it, but cash donations is what is encouraged.
When you said bring us some food, I thought that you wanted them to bring you food at a Hardee's.
That'd be nice. What he wants. A hot ham and cheese would be delightful.
Exactly what he wants.
Closest corner. A big shout out. Big shout out to the Greasers. The Golden Griffins of Vianney won the Class 5 state championship in football on Saturday. They're very cool. Good work, boys. Very proud of you.
Wait a minute. Are all Golden Griffins called Greasers?
It's a term.
I thought I called you that.
No. That was our name. And the reason was our letter jackets were all black leather.
Uh-huh.
So we kind of look like, they would say we look like a motorcycle gang. But then when I got there, they changed them to like two-tone. So.
Cool. Fascinating.
Yes.
Congratulations.
The Greasers weren't just your group.
This is already the best closest corner in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Just to give you an idea.
I was trying to remember, there was a really bad Sweet 16.
Yes. That was horrible.
The Halfwits questions were questionable.
Yeah.
That was some of the. Yeah. I was trying to remember.
There was some bad. What was his.
There was other bad segments.
What was his really, really bad corner.
The one where he gave Tony a peppermint.
But yes.
Gave me a peppermint.
That was the entire corner was, Tony, I brought you a peppermint.
I made a statement prior
to
that.
The day after I said I don't like him.
I cannot remember what the statement was, and then I gave him the peppermint. There was a statement involved, and it was
because the day before I said I like candy canes, but only around Christmas and only regular candy canes. And then I said, I specifically said, I don't like the cellophane wrapped peppermint mints that you can get all year because, I mean, I don't hate them or anything, but that's, I don't.
Sue, it was so good that they're repeating it now.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It was so classic the first time.
And then
time
you
around.
Brought it in and said, here, this is for you because you said how much you like them and you were dead serious.
I had it in my pocket and I just kind of pulled it out, but that's the last time we'll worry about that. Imagine my surprise watching TV yesterday. I think it was AMC. I see the last, and I'm going to throw out a challenge. I see the last 20 minutes of Fred Claus, which is, I think it's 97. Vince Vaughn, Paul Giamatti. It is.
You think it came out in 97?
I think it did.
It was more like 2000.
I'm sorry, 2007.
Yeah.
Pardon me. Here's my challenge. Watch it. Get to the last 15, 20 minutes, and you're going to cry. You're going to cry at the end of Fred Claus.
Vince Vaughn's just such a bad actor.
It's it's so good. The very end of it, Paul Giamatti.
He should have never even kept going after Swingers.
He killed it.
He killed it.
But everything else is terrible.
And he's. I'll give you what the movie's about.
What's wrong with his
Santa
mom?
Claus is Chris Saint Nick, and he's got a brother named Fred, who's his older brother.
Let Jennifer Aniston slip right through his
fingers. And so what happened was they always talked about Saint Nick and Fred, you know, they didn't like, you know, Fred was just another kid. And he got all pissed off and he left. And they didn't talk to each other. It was
stay
terrible.
In your lane, Vince. Stay in your lane.
His brother is Santa Claus and he's not talking to him. And so what happens is Santa Claus hurts his back. And
he goes to
the North Pole. Fred does to help him out. And who's the guy that got caught making all the sexual advancements towards?
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey that's how I remember him. Kevin Spacey is the accountant. And the accountant comes in. He's shutting down the North Pole. The North Pole's gone. It's gone.
The North Pole?
The North Pole is gone.
I will miss the North Pole.
The North Pole.
He sounds like Beyonce saying surfboard.
No more toys.
Surfboard.
And Fred Claus. I don't know if I should tell this much.
You're finishing
okay.
it now.
All right. Yeah. Fred Claus, because...
It took less time to shoot it.
Because Santa Claus hurts his back, can't go out. All right? And there's no Christmas.
Fred delivers Christmas.
Yes, you're right.
Fred.
This does deliver
something about himself.
Exactly. Gets in the sleigh, goes out. He's working the clock. He's got to have it done. He's flying around. It's unbelelievable.
But then Santa also learned some things about himself, too, and appreciates his brother Fred, right?
Yes. Yes.
I did not see that coming.
But I won't tell you.
If I cry now, do I have to watch it?
Yes.
It only has a 20% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Is there a porn version?
Did someone save the North Pole?
The North Pole is safe for another year.
Kevin Spacey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.